Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Yes, 33023.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Jasper Williams.
All right. Thank you for that. And please verify your address.
3101 Southwest 61st Avenue, Miramar, Florida, 33023.
All right, thank you. I've located this account, and while the details load, may I ask the reason for your call today?
Yeah, I order stuff from you and or your affiliates, I guess, from time to time, which is no problem, but I have a charge on my card from this one for $67.32. I just want to know what it's for because I might have ordered something I forgot, you know.
All right. Yeah, I'll take a look at that in just a second here. All right, so it looks like you paid $5.74 for the shipping and handling of a free welcoming gift, the tactical bag, the $67.32, that's the membership fee. So the free welcoming gift was for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. It buys you a $125 e-gift voucher each month. So how may I help you with this today?
Okay, I don't remember ordering the membership, though. That's the thing. I got the bag yesterday, which is no problem. You know, I had the bag. I don't remember doing the okay for the membership, though.
Okay. Sounds like maybe there was a misunderstanding of our terms. Before you're able to place the shipping and handling charge, it requires your acceptance or your acknowledgement that you're also enrolling in this membership club. What would you like me to do today? Now, there's been an email sent with that e-gift voucher.
Okay, I haven't received that either. Okay, I know you have my email. You have my email address, jlymanearl@aol.com, right?
Right.
Okay. I don't remember reading an email about any of that, though, unless you did it today. Because I was just checking this morning for the receipts for $67.32, and I haven't received the email or receipt for that either.
Right.
Can I explain to me membership, and I don't remember checking anything for the membership either.
All right. So the email would have been sent on the 20th of July, so maybe you can check your inbox. If it's not in your inbox, excuse me, it may be in your spam or your junk mail.
Okay.
And that membership fee is billed each month. So maybe there was a box to check or uncheck.
Okay, I don't remember that. Okay. I don't know that I want the membership for $67 each month now. Okay, I don't remember checking that. So, and now from now on, if I look at something, I will read the terms more carefully and everything. But I apologize for that. That was a mishap or oversight on my behalf. But I don't think I want the membership like that. You know.
Not a problem. I've canceled the account. Have a cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on a second. You gonna send me an email address for this one too? And I'm gonna check on the 20 for my email because I haven't deleted any of them. Okay, I'm ready for a confirmation for the cancellation number.
All right. It is C as in cancel, 261-07-5868.
Okay. All right. And would that money be refunded back to the account?
Let me see what I'm able to do to help you here. I can apply a 35% refund to that charge, and you should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no further charges. This account is canceled.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay, well, if it's something I oversight on my behalf, then I don't have no problem with that. And from now on, I will read everything. Because like I said, it could be a box that I could check or uncheck, right?
Right, right.
Okay, all right then. Okay, well, I appreciate at least you answered the question. I just know what it was. Cause I know I ordered so many things from, I think I ordered two or three things from you, and I ordered two or three things from another, maybe affiliate and everything. And I just didn't recognize this one right here, okay?
All right, no problem. We have you all canceled. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.